Chapter 8. Brainwashing Aspects. In part, the porn trap is built by societal forces, media, peers, and the porn user's own internal narrative. Failure to understand the inadequacies of the willpower method will eventually lead the user back into the trap through feelings of deprivation. Deconstruction of the imagined value of porn is crucial for success, allowing you to see how you're being cheated. It's important to note the link between brainwashing and fear. It's fear of feeling deprived that creates the insecurity and discomfort of withdrawal from porn addiction. Fear is the withdrawal itself. Many porn users experience withdrawal symptoms such as sweaty palms, feeling emotionally isolated, trouble sleeping, and inability to concentrate. Now think of situations when you've experienced the same feelings: job interviews, nerves around an attractive person, public speaking, working under intense deadlines, etc. These are the same anxious feelings that fear causes. With porn, we are not ingesting a physical drug. Nothing is being ingested. The keys to our success lie in our mentalities. Stress. Through consistent use of porn for a duration of time, a porn user's neural pathways will have formed to trigger cravings and urges not only when the person faces real setbacks in life but also when they encounter minor stresses and normal discomforts. Eventually, almost any situation will create cravings in the porn user's brain, including many normal activities that everyone deals with, like socializing, taking phone calls, paying bills, dealing with young children, facing school deadlines, going to work on Monday, etc. Coming home to a mundane family life causes the porn user to fantasize about finding excitement through porn when they can finally get some time alone. Having built up a strong addiction, the porn user suffers through withdrawals and depleted neurotransmitter receptors, making themselves even more unprepared to handle the normal ups and downs of life. Life hasn't become more stressful. The porn user's brain has simply become less capable of handling it. By using porn to partially relieve feelings of withdrawal and at the same time relieve normal stresses, the porn user believes they are receiving a legitimate, temporary benefit. The benefit isn't an illusion. The user does genuinely feel better during the porn session, but they're only alleviating a problem that wouldn't exist in the first place if they didn't use porn at all. The following example isn't designed to shock you. This method promises no such treatment, but is to emphasize that porn destroys your nerves rather than relieving them. Imagine getting to the stage where you are unable to be aroused, even with a very sexy and attractive partner. Visualize life where a very lovely and charming person has to compete with the virtual porn stars who occupy all your attention. Imagine the frame of mind of a person who hears this warning but continues using porn and dies without ever having real sex with this charming and willing partner. It's easy to dismiss these people as weirdos, but stories like these aren't uncommon. This is what the superstimulus of internet porn does to your brain. The more you go through life while using porn, the more you're deluded into the believing porn is a legitimate and even preferable alternative to real sex. Because the amount of dopamine produced by the brain during porn sessions is more than it can handle, the addiction systematically sabotages your ability to feel normal daily pleasures. At the same time, the protein delta-phosb does its job, which is to make it easier for your brain to recall the sequences which lead to the procurement of more dopamine, making it more and more difficult to resist cravings for porn. When a porn user reaches the stage where their sexual performance is being affected, they have essentially made porn their sexual partner and are unable to face life without it, like an addict dependent on a drug. One of the greatest benefits of breaking the addiction is the return of your natural confidence and self-assurance. But this freedom cannot be obtained by repeating the same destructive behavior, reinforcing the brain's cravings for porn-induced dopamine, and undercutting your happiness and libido. Boredom. The belief that porn relieves boredom is another fallacy that we must debunk. Boredom is a frame of mind. When you're addicted to the super stimulant of internet porn and then try to abstain unwillingly, it feels like you're missing something. You feel like you're being deprived of real pleasure. If you have something to occupy your mind, you can go for long periods of time without being bothered by the absence of porn. This is how porn addicts can go on vacations, take school trips, and go on extended periods without using porn when they have something that keeps them busy. However, when they're not occupied, and there's nothing to take their minds off the empty, insecure, uncomfortable feeling of porn withdrawal, the porn addict will be unable to shake the craving for porn and will eventually start another porn session. Porn users perform this ritual without even thinking. When trying to remember all recent porn sessions during the last week, they can only remember a small portion of them, like the most recent session or the first one after a long period of distraction. The truth is that porn actually increases periods of inactivity and boredom. Constantly flooding the brain with more dopamine than can be found in normal daily living causes porn users to find daily living unappealing and unstimulating. Furthermore, orgasms make us feel lethargic, and instead of undertaking an energetic activity, porn users tend to lounge around, unable to summon motivation to do anything aside from seeking out more dopamine to relieve feelings of withdrawal. Porn users will gravitate to more dopamine-inducing activities like browsing social media, playing video games, watching TV, eating junk food, and of course, looking for more porn. We need to debunk the belief that porn users look for porn just because they're bored, and if they weren't bored, they wouldn't look for porn. In truth, porn users create their own boredom so that they can then relieve it with porn. By making everything else seem uninteresting, porn users program themselves into believing their lives are uninteresting, their personalities are dull, and nothing is appealing, except porn. Similarly, we've also been brainwashed into believing porn and sex, even bad sex, results in relaxation. It's a fact that when sad or under stress, couples want to have sex. It's very common for couples to cope with relationship problems with sex. In the absence of discrimination between amative and propagative sex, they immediately want to get away from each other as soon as the mandatory orgasm is achieved. Concentration. After years of dopamine flooding, the brain's performance of activities such as accessing information, concentrating, and controlling impulses will have changed. Concentration is adversely affected due to the brain's dopamine receptors being reduced by natural tolerance checks and balances reacting to the large surges of dopamine induced by porn. This greatly reduces the benefit of smaller dopamine boosts provided by the natural de-stressors we encounter in our daily lives. Your concentration and inspiration will be greatly boosted when dopamine flooding is ceased and the process of shutting off our dopamine receptors is reduced. For many porn users, it is the reduced ability to concentrate that prevents them from succeeding with the willpower method. They could put up with the irritability and bad temper, but the failure to concentrate on something difficult ruins their attempts to quit porn. The loss of ability to concentrate isn't due to the absence of sex, let alone porn. It's the brain's programming through addiction and inability to detach from the super stimuli you've become addicted to. You have mental blocks when you're addicted to something, and when you have a mental block, what do? You engage in a porn session to relax, but it doesn't help you. Then what do? You do what everyone else does, including non-porn users. You get on with life. Except, you are at a disadvantage because your brain is inhibited by your addiction. If you believe that porn is a genuine aid to concentration, remember, it's the porn user who cannot concentrate in the first place. Non-porn users don't have this problem. I hope you're beginning to see the big picture. Porn creates the very problems porn users claim that it solves. It's like wearing tight shoes all day so you can feel the relief of taking them off. Relaxation. Porn users may believe porn helps them relax. Does the frantic search for the right images and video clips, opening up dozens of browser tabs to get a fix, sound like a relaxing activity to you? After a long day, we sit down to relax, relieving our hunger, thirst, and are completely satisfied. But the porn user isn't able to relax with these simple pleasures because there's another hunger to satisfy. Porn users might think of porn as icing on the cake, but it's actually all that matters to them. The truth is that the addict cannot be completely relaxed unless they are in the middle of a porn session. The inability to relax becomes worse throughout life if the addiction remains in place. A comment from an ex-porn user. I really believe that I had an impulsive personality. Now I see that it wasn't some inherent flaw in my character but a problem I had created for myself by using porn. During those times I thought I had so many problems. But when I look back on my life, I wonder where all the stress was coming from. In everything else, I was in control. Only thing controlling me was porn. It's very common for a porn addict to try to justify their addiction saying, It helps me relax. I read the testimony of a single father whose 6-year-old son wanted to share his bed after watching a scary movie, but the father refused so he could have a porn session and edge for hours. This father will regret his choice, and others he undoubtedly made to facilitate his porn addiction, for the rest of his life. Does this sound like a relaxing activity to you? A couple of years ago, child adoption authorities threatened to prevent smokers from adopting children. A man called a radio show to disagree. "You're completely wrong. I can remember when I was a child, if I had a contentious matter to raise with my mother, I would wait until she lit a cigarette because then she was more relaxed and attentive to me." But why couldn't the man talk to his mother when she wasn't smoking a cigarette? Why are porn users unable to completely relax when they're not in the middle of a porn session, even after having real sex? Why are porn users unable to make it only a couple of days without a fix? Porn users can take an abstinence oath and commit to quit porn, but you'll notice how they struggle with temptation, clearly not relaxed at all when forcing themselves not to have the only pleasure they have in their lives. They've forgotten what it's like to be able to relax completely. They're victims of brainwashing, fully believing that porn provides pleasure and relaxation. A porn user's relationship with porn is like a fly caught in a pitcher plant, a carnivorous plant. To begin, the fly is drinking the plant's nectar, but at some indiscernible stage, the plant begins to eat the fly. Isn't it time you climbed out of the plant? Social night sessions. Why do porn users believe looking tired and not up to their best when going out for a fun social night or date is the right thing to do? The popularity of pickup techniques has reinforced widespread belief that social nights and dating are only about performance, picking up potential sex partners, and scoring. Porn users attempt to drown their anxieties with porn and numb their fear of failing to live up to the standard of getting to orgasm by the end of the night. Ironically, the brain fog, inability to concentrate, degraded wit, and slower reflexes after a porn session do more to sabotage their goal to get laid more than the anxiety does. Societal factors, including widespread porn addiction, have brainwashed us into believing that the only goal in dating is to achieve sexual pleasure and orgasm as quickly and painlessly as possible. Does this sound familiar? Indeed, many porn users have basically given up on dating entirely. With orgasm being the overall goal, why bother leaving the house when you can get unlimited orgasms without any risk? Porn users who manage to build up the motivation to go on dates feel immense pressure to close the deal and get someone in bed by the end of the night. If they don't, they feel like failures, putting themselves in ideal position for a post-date porn session. Even if the date went well and the goal of getting sex was achieved, there's always the possibility of not being able to perform when the time comes. Not all real-life sex is how porn videos make it out to be. Real people aren't airbrushed models. Not everyone has perfectly groomed and shapely bodies. When orgasm is the only goal, no matter how the date goes, the porn user won't be satisfied. If the date night sex didn't proceed as perfectly as their porn sessions, and they never will, they'll be craving for the porn experience again as soon as they get home. It's often after nights like these, waking up feeling uneasy and empty, that the porn user feels the most deprived when contemplating quitting porn. They think life will never be quite as enjoyable again if they quit. Don't be fooled, it's just the same principle at work. Porn sessions simply provide relief from withdrawals caused by previous porn sessions. Each attempt to relieve feelings of withdrawal with porn ensures another porn session is in your future. Rest assured, once the need for porn is removed and recovery begins, occasions like socials and date nights will become exponentially more enjoyable and fulfilling.